The stock market rallied during the second quarter of the year. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 12% for the three-month period that ended Monday. The Standard & Poor's 500 stock index rose nearly 15%, its best showing in more than 4 years. Kerry Leahy, a senior economist at Deutsche Bank Securities in New York City, says for the first time in quite a while, investors have reason to be optimistic.
What we hope is that the market is correctly looking for a better economy in the second half of the year, growth that will be strong enough to actually lift employment and start lowering the unemployment rate.
What types of stocks did well?
Well, just about every kind of stock did well. You could talk about high-tech and low-tech stocks did well. So it was really a very across-the-board improvement. It was one of the best quarters on record for the markets. Just about everybody did well in the last 3 months.
Yeah, who didn't?
Well, it's hard to find anybody who didn't unless they had a poor business plan, so it's hard to pick any one particular sector. But if you're looking at sectors that did particularly well were energy, obviously, because energy prices were higher, and I guess high-tech did relatively better, but I can't think of any particular sector that, other than perhaps gold, that might have gotten hurt.
Can it last?
I certainly hope it does last. Generally, when you have an explosion in stock prices like we had in the last 3 months, you generally have a pretty good long-lasting stock market recovery. It doesn't mean you're going to be up next quarter, meaning you get two back-to-back great quarters, but it usually heralds a decent performance of the stock market over at least a couple of years.
Wasn't it tailing off there at the end?
Absolutely. It was tailing off, in part because people got nervous because the Fed decided to lower interest rates just last week. So if Alan Greenspan's a little nervous about the sustainability of the recovery, shouldn't investors be too? And so you had some sell-off, I think, related to that.
Now, is this a recovery in the market or a recovery in the economy?
I would say it's both. You had, obviously, a strong recovery in the stock market, even though you could argue the economy did a little bit worse in the second quarter relative to the first. But it's one of these on the one hand and on the other hand. On the one hand, near-term conditions are on the sluggish side, but because of low interest rates, the tax cut, the mortgage refinancing boom, people have more upbeat assessments and penciled in pretty good growth numbers for the third and the fourth quarter. So I think the Fed was nervous about the economy delivering the kind of growth that would keep the stock market up.
Well, now come the corporate earnings reports.
Well, I would say earnings were surprisingly good in the first quarter, which is all we really have estimates for. And I think most firms had to raise their assessments. Now, you could argue cynically that they had cut them so low, the only way they could go is to go up. I haven't heard anyone dropping any bombshells and saying that business in the second half of the year is going to be worse than expected. If that happens, that will put a spanner in the stock market recovery, at least for a couple of days or a couple of hours.
But if the corporate earnings reports are positive?
I would argue that if the corporate earnings are positive, I think that that's telling you the economy is doing better and the market probably has some thick ice underneath its skates, so it should hold up.
And if it doesn't, investors will bail.
Absolutely. It used to be that investors were taught in the previous 15 years to buy the dips. The market always went up, and we learned the hard way that the market can go down and can go down on a sustained basis. So I would think the so-called little guy, the retail investor, would bail from the market if you don't get some deliverability of earnings, meaning can we have a strong enough economy to justify this nice ride in the stock market in the previous 3 months.
Kerry Leahy is a senior economist at Deutsche Bank Securities in New York City.